There's a reason why you don't hear a lot of national coverage of the races for a seat on state Supreme Courts. That's because, generally...
they're trivial.
I wouldn't say they're trivial. They're just not usually very hotly contested. If you have an incumbent running for state Supreme Court, history will tell you that the vast majority of times, the incumbent wins. Voters will go for the person who's already been on the Supreme Court.
I'll take state Supreme Courts for 500.
Right, really?
Yeah.
I don't even know if you get 500.
Yeah,
but what's happening in Wisconsin right now is there's actually, it's the race is too close to call. The incumbent for the state Supreme Court is having the fight of his life to keep his seat. Why are we mentioning that? It's because it turns out this fight over this seat on the state Supreme Court is really about the fight that we heard over collective bargaining rights that involved the governor, Scott Walker. And joining us now is Monica Davey, Chicago bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. She joins us from Milwaukee. So, Monica, at this point, the race still too close to call?
That's right. There, actually, 1.4 million votes, more than that, were cast yesterday, and the margin is about 585 votes. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Now, why do we say that this is a referendum really on the governor?
Well, that's certainly not what Justice Prosser, the Supreme Court justice, the incumbent you were talking about, he would rather it not be true. But that's really what it's turned into here. What happened was that the whole debate over collective bargaining sort of broke out right at the time when this race was really, you know, coming into its final stretch. And so some people here have come to equate Governor Walker with Justice Prosser and said that they intended to vote exactly that way.
Probably because Prosser is a conservative. Joanne Kloppenburg, his opponent, is considered to be more liberal. But let me ask you, what is David Prosser's connection to the governor?
Well, Justice Prosser and I would say Joanne Kloppenburg as well have spent all of their time saying that they would be impartial and that they really aren't biased at all because, of course, this is a judicial election and somehow it's not supposed to be about partisan politics. But, you know, Justice Prosser served actually in the state assembly along with Scott Walker. Justice Prosser was a Republican. He was the Republican Speaker of the Assembly. And when he went on to the Supreme Court 12 years ago, he says that he put aside those partisan views and began looking at things as a justice would. But some people here don't agree with that. And his campaign manager actually issued a release at the beginning of the campaign saying that Justice Prosser would serve as a good complement to the new Republican leadership in the state.
That's kind of a warning to the people of Wisconsin. I would imagine that there's many voters there who think this fight over collective bargaining could end up as an argument in the state Supreme Court, in which case they may be betting that David Prosser, the incumbent, would vote on the governor's side, whereas perhaps his opponent, Joanne Kloppenburg, would vote with the unions.
I think that's right. I think for some voters, this is they feel like they're directly casting a vote on how this collective bargaining legislation might ultimately be decided in the Supreme Court. And it is already being challenged in the court system, so that's not inconceivable at all. I think for others, they view it as sort of a larger symbolic look. The court here is split 4-3, leaning in a conservative way, or at least many of observers see it that way. So some people are saying, hey, I want to tip the balance the other way.
Well, we're talking to Monica Davey, Chicago bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. It's not only on the state Supreme Court that the voters of Wisconsin are hoping to tip the balance. There's also, at this point, an unprecedented number of recall efforts going forward against politicians there.
That's right. There are efforts against 16 state senators, all connected to this collective bargaining fight.
On both sides.
Yeah, 8 on each side, and at least one already, the signatures have been filed for against one of the Republicans. But, yeah, it is on both sides, and there are Republicans who argue that the Senate Democrats should not have left the state to try to prevent a vote and that they want to recall them for that reason. And then on the other side, there are union supporters and Democrats who say, we want to get rid of these Republicans because we can't stand this collective bargaining legislation. So, yeah, this is unheard of here, this number of efforts to recall people.
And what are the chances, Monica Davey, that we could see a record number of recalls actually moving forward?
I think most people feel like it's not going to be 16, but it probably will be at least several. And a lot of people are looking at this judicial election as some omen for what may be ahead in those recall elections. Now, when you look at the outcome, it's hard to know kind of what to make of that and what this does say. But, you know, the Democrats would argue to you that this is a sign that those Republicans better be worried. And the Republicans argue that this is a sign that the strength wasn't as gigantic as union supporters and Democrats would have told you that it was.
Monica Davies is Chicago Bureau Chief for our partner, The New York Times. She's talking about not only the race for the state Supreme Court in Wisconsin, but also the unprecedented number of recalls efforts moving forward at this point. Monica, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.